Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Danny Ince is with us, folks. Inny is his name. And I don't know why I've been putting a C in there. Danny Inny, he is the author of Naked Marketing. And folks, if you need anything more than that, with regard to whether you should buckle your seatbelts or not, he's affectionately called the Freddy Krueger of blogging. So forewarned is forearmed. He's a marketing expert, a writer, a co-founder of Firepole Marketing. He writes about and talks about and proclaims the discipline of marketing. And his new book is called Naked Marketing, and he's here to talk to us about that. Danny Inny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
We're glad you're excited about that. Hey, Danny, one of the things that I've said for a long, long time is that the two things that small business owners consistently are not good at and that they need to really work on and probably take lessons from our big business cousins is human resources and marketing. And I've been talking about that for almost 15 years, and human resources hasn't gotten that much more complicated, but marketing sure has over the last 15 years. What do you think?
You know what? I think you're absolutely right in that human resources is something that small business tends not to do very well, and likewise marketing. I actually don't think marketing has gotten all that much more complicated, but I think it seems to have gotten a lot more complicated.
Well, there's this little thing called the Internet that came along that kind of complicated things. You don't agree with that?
Well, I think it's complicated the different things that people can do. But I think, here's what it comes down to. If you look at what is marketing really about, right? It's just about aligning what you've got with what people want and then finding a way to tell them about it.
Say that again.
Marketing is just about aligning what you've got with what people want and finding a way to tell them about it.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead, Danny.
And so you start with that, and it's really not that complicated, right? But then if you start backwards, if you start with, okay, should I be doing Twitter or email or Facebook or AdWords or pay-per-click or, some cool thing on my business cards or direct mail, then, yeah, you're going to run yourself in circles. But it's because people are doing it backwards. If you start with, okay, so, you know, who actually wants what I've got and where do they hang out? And, you know, it's not that complicated. You've got existing customers.
Start with
your profile customer for an hour.
Start with your profile customer.
Yeah. And then you don't need to understand the kind of, you know, massive complexity that is everything on the Internet. I mean, if you're an ad agency, maybe. But if it's just you, the only part of the Internet you need to understand is the part where your customers hang out.
Life, it's amazing how simple life would get if we would just ask our customers what they want, isn't it?
It's amazing. And yet it's one of those uncommon sense kind of things. It's like, why don't people think to ask that?
And that's part of what you call naked marketing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So talk to us some more. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, and you know, it's you really opened this conversation nicely in that the reason why I wrote this manifesto is that I feel like marketing has really gotten too complicated, unnecessarily complicated. And I did a kind of survey of what's out there in the space. You know, if you go to Amazon, do a search for marketing, you can find like 200,000 books. And yet ask, you know, find whatever your list of your 10 favorite experts in the field are, ask them, you know, what is the go-to book that'll tell you, you know, everything you need to know about marketing is like your primer, your first start. And nobody will tell you, nobody can think of a title. Mm-hmm. And if it's like, what is the best book about copywriting? No problem. That's Breakthrough Advertising, Eugene Schwartz. You know, what is the book about, I don't know, viral buzz marketing? So you go to Buzz Marketing with Mark Hughes. But if you want just a general, you know, I don't know marketing, I need something to help me, There's nothing. Maybe they'll refer you to a college textbook. And
well, there's nothing and there's everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can read 100 books and get a kind of good overview, but, you know, what business owner has time to read 100 books? And so that's why I wrote the manifesto, and it's not even like a book per se. It's, you know, it's a manifesto. It's 42 small pages with large print, and anyone can get it for free, nakedmarketingmanifesto.com.
All right, we appreciate that.
And the idea was to really simplify everything.
Well, all right, so give us an example of the first simplification.
The first simplification is you've got to ask yourself the question, who do you want to see naked? And I use this metaphor of an intimate relationship because you talk about, you know, unique value proposition and selling points, all that kind of stuff. You don't need a whole new set of, like, jargon confusing you. You know, we all understand naked. You don't want to see everybody naked. You have, everyone has a type that, you know, turns them on, that they get attracted to. That's the one person you want to see naked. Now, that one person you want to see naked, they have a type of one person they want to see naked, too. So figure out who that is that you want to see naked. Figure out who they want to see naked and make sure that's you. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot more complicated than starting to talk about, you know, and you know, I tie it back to, you know, you've got to do your customer profiling, you've got to do your demographics, your psychographics, et cetera. But, like, let's keep it really simple. It's about knowing your type, knowing who you want to see naked.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know who you want to see naked, well, then what is sexy to that person? You know, you're in a party with 100 other people. How do you get their attention? Is this a person that's going to be turned on by flashy, revealing dress? Is this a person that's going to be turned on by interesting conversation? What is going to get their attention? And I try to emphasize that section of the manifesto that, you know, being sexy does not mean selling with sex.
Right.
Selling with sex is just one of the many things that can get somebody's attention, and what is going to be sexy to the person you want to reach depends on who they are. You know, as they say, showing a little skin, that might just turn a lot of people off. It depends on who it is that you're trying
this
to connect with.
This is very important, and it's part of what you're saying is an extension of what I've said to small business owners for a long time now, and that is that the phone book is not, if you're a small business, the phone book is Walmart's prospect list, but it's not your prospect list. You've got to narrow your field. You've got to narrow your focus. You've got to only focus on those people who want what you sell, and they not only want what you sell, they want it the way you sell it, and that's your way of saying.
And you know what? The phone book isn't even Walmart's prospect list, right? I mean, there are tons of people in the phone book who are never going to shop at Walmart.
But they want everybody. But Walmart wants everybody to come in. If you're a small business, everybody can't come in your business. It's not even possible. So, you know, focus on, I like what you're saying about this, the naked metaphor. I think that's a good one. Give us the website again, Danny.
Say it again. Oh, the website, nakedmarketingmanifesto.com.
And the book is free.
Yep, the book is free. You just go, you click, you don't even have to opt in with a name or email address. Just click on the link to either tweet or share it on Facebook, and you grab your copy.
All right, thanks. Danny Inney, that's his last name is spelled I-N-Y. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm not going to spell my last name. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.